Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, is it working?
It is.
Is it on?
It is.
Is the pod on?
Pod's on.
Are you
what?
On?
Pod is go.
What are you on?
I'm on.
What are you on?
I'm not getting at you, Dex, but you start the same every time. Trust the technology and believe in yourselves.
Oh, I believe in myself, but not the...
Cheers. So,
down under Yoda. All right. That's my...
The Down Under Yoda. That's my Yoda SF. That's my fantasy football
that's
team.
That's fantasy football team.
Thank down you, under Yoda. Right. I haven't got mine in yet, does it? Have you... got yours?
Yep, absolutely.
What's your team called?
AC, a little silhouette.
Yep, and
I haven't put the name on yet.
Okay,
he's deciding.
So we've got till tomorrow to do those.
But I did pick a kind of a team, but I'm gonna change that.
Yep, I like the way you picked it and then said, "Can you change it?"
Yeah,
because
so,
we don't know.
You don't know. Someone could injure themselves opening their fridge tonight.
Classic mismanagement, though.
You've had. Look, 12 o'clock in the morning and says, like, oh, he got injured 11:59. I could have changed him if you could.
What time do you have to do it till?
I don't know. It's like
3 o'clock, I think.
Just before kickoff in the first match, so it'll be a bit earlier than 3, won't it? Yeah.
Good one. Mind games already.
Starting already.
I'll be there at 3 o'clock.
What an asshole. Really,
you're the Sepp Blatter of fantasy football. You're the Sepp Blatter of fantasies, actually.
I wish.
Why?
I don't know.
You're normally quite negative against
Uncle Sepp. It's like a role-playing game. You never picked great characters. If you play like a role-play when you were young, people pick all these kind of, you know, a burglar, a killer, a rapist. No, you're a rapist, but you know, stuff like that. So if I was in the fantasy, the Sepp Blatter of that, yeah, sure, in the fantasy game.
It's a bit like nobody says, you're a... They always go, yeah, good one, Sherlock. Nice one, Sherlock.
Yeah.
They never go, you're a genius, Stephen Hawking.
No, they don't. It's Einstein. Maybe in 30 years, it's Hawking's turn.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, another 30 years, he'll say, like, the fuck are you doing a James for when you're doing something quite stupid? You know, a Mackay. Don't be a fucking Mackay, okay?
Yeah, just, you know, seizure. That's all they'll say. Just go seizure, and everyone will know it's me.
Right, a lot to look at. let's get into it. We'll start by Tuesday's game, League Cup.
Get that out of the way.
Shrewsbury 2, Huddersfield 1. We conceded after 23 seconds. We go to Newcastle tomorrow.
Do you feel a slightest embarrassment?
No, not at all. We go to Newcastle.
You're excited at going to Newcastle.
That's
a big match, isn't it?
Biggest game... Biggest attendance in the
football league
in the Champions League championship.
Champions
52,000.
Yeah,
amazing. We've sold out.
How many town fans?
3,300 are going.
Is that a record for championship?
Brilliant. Yeah, it's the biggest in the football league.
The biggest stadium to be in there.
Yeah, but they were there 2 years ago as well.
Have they extended?
Oh, I think it's the biggest. In the
opening day?
Yeah, I think, yeah, no. It's the biggest attendance. They must have extended it since they last went up.
They haven't.
They've been...
But maybe they've just put in a couple of
chairs. Like two stools. Like, here you go. Put in two guys.
They've got rid of
a sofa at the end.
You know, they got rid of Steve McLaren's phone. Yeah. So that opened up.
Well, they opened up like 25 seats. So that's,
no, we go to Newcastle, and it's like Wagner said today. Nobody expected Iceland to beat England, and we're Iceland. The pitch is green. It's 11 against 11. Let's go for it.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
I still can't believe about the phone, though. Last season, McLaren's phone. It's still... I can't believe that he didn't make, like a separate movie just about the phone. Like, a new movie for me called The Phone. And that was just... The story could be, like... It could be a TV show for, like, 35 episodes, because...
35 episodes?
It's quite intriguing. Why fuck was he using a corded phone, red phone, from the 1890s?
No. Hang on. 35 episodes.
I'd love to hear him sell this. This I'm like, thinking 35 episodes.
Listen, we're only normally like, say we'll do like 8 at the most. No, 35.
Did you hear me? He uses an old phone in the middle of the fucking pitch. It's not even tech. It's science fiction.
Well, it's not in the middle of the pitch, is it? You're
and
having,
the last
a, you're having
a
nightmare
episode.
With this.
It's in the middle of the pitch. Kind of.
Good. He's still out of work, isn't he, McLaren? I can't see him getting back in.
I can. There's always someone who takes
a he can always go back to a championship team or something.
And I think
he's been there. He's been there with Forest, Derby.
So?
I just don't...
But if you're not seeing it, you really, really have to foul up massively to not be...
Maybe
there's always someone who, around Christmas, some club will be in trouble and they'll go, I know,
You need to
get on the phone.
Yeah,
you need to fuck up.
Episode 9.
You need to fuck up in a different way, I think, to be like barred from the managing community. Because
that'd be illegal.
You need not. Yeah, and you need to either like have meltdowns, saying, you know, screaming at people, saying stuff.
Like
or
Pearson. Pearson.
Yeah,
like
Pearson,
lost the media.
For instance. But he still made. He still kept them up, so he still had his kind of that reputation intact.
And his son still.
Yeah, and McLaren has
video.
Done. Incredible, I can't believe, but he's got a decent track record when you look at it, that he won in Holland, you know.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big achievement. But
not great with Derby, terrible with United.
No, he's only done
awful with England.
He's only done good really in Holland, and then he was in Germany for a while as well.
And Forest is terrible.
But in Holland he did well, because he won with a team who wasn't supposed to win, so it was a big surprise, and it was a great achievement. So when he won there, you thought, wow, this dude might be still have a manager career.
And that's where he picked up his accent.
That still is the most uncomfortable thing to watch him talking.
Uncomfortable? Really?
I find
there's people dying around the world now.
I have to say that I'm more uncomfortable sitting beside you at the moment.
Because you've got no trousers on.
Because I'm naked.
Why are you naked, by the way?
It was warm-ish.
Pretty cold.
So Huddersfield lost. We're not... It's...
Embarrassing.
No, it was it's a bit of a back down to earth kind of, you know, after the opening day.
But I hate that, you know.
But it's not the end of the world.
To be honest, the League Cup doesn't matter, but it's just nice to get a momentum going with the League Cup in the beginning of the season, because it starts straight away, especially for championship teams.
And then the big clubs are already in it in the next round as well.
Yeah, but it's just a nice momentum to maybe have a chance to rotate the squad for another game. I mean, if you're a Premier League team, you go into a League Cup and you're playing a lower league team at home, you can, you know, change 11 players, and then hopefully you'll get another favourable draw, and then you can do the same thing again. That means you can keep the squad fresh for a while. Players will be a bit more happy. They don't have to complain to leave straight away, because they already got a game. They're in the mix, you know.
Yeah.
The Forest manager, he said it was his only way of getting Forest into Europe, so he's going to take it really seriously.
To Europe, nice.
Yes.
That's
like it.
Ambitious.
Yeah,
I like it.
I don't
know
how they went on. I think they hopefully.
Well, Shrewsbury been drawn away to Sunderland.
Okay, so
that's fun.
Bit of money.
Old boy,
a bit of money.
Old boy, David Moyes.
Yeah,
former Shrewsbury player.
Moyes. I saw a brilliant magazine article about the big European managers finally back, and it was.
Was he there?
Yeah, no, but it was Guardiola, Conte and Moyes, and it was a joke. Talking of that, big thing. John Stones going to City.
Yeah,
he's
that's a
fit. He's playing tomorrow, apparently.
Yeah, he's fit to play.
You're gonna put him in your fantasy team.
Actually, I did.
You did?
Yeah, actually, I did. But the thing is, I just think that he's a perfect player for Manchester City.
It wasn't mine.
No,
yeah, but
I mean, Pep Guardiola loves that kind of player. He's always, even when in Barcelona when he started, he began with, you know, making Mascherano a centre half. He's not that kind of a ball playing defender, maybe, but still, I just feel like, I don't know. I think Stones are going to fit in well in City. I think he's going to fit in with.
Hasn't
the
quite for me proven himself to be. To be 47 million.
Not
I
47.
Can see his class though.
He's young, a young defender.
I think the first half of last season and the season before, I think definitely you saw his potential. It's not many defenders who have that frame, and that he's very cool on the ball and he's very composed. And I think you're going to see a similar kind of development with him as saw on Jerome Boateng from Bayern. I think he's going to step up quite a lot. I think he's going to step up. And I think Pep is going to make that team play.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you say, the money's been spent here and there, it's still a pretty good team when you look at the players. They have some holes here and there, but I think he's going to fill it up.
Mm.
He's just a great... I think Stones is going to... It's going to do well.
Very interesting, though, that they didn't sell him last year. Wouldn't let him. He wanted to go.
And new owners know they sell him.
And then these multi-millionaires, big manager and Koeman, you know.
But I think the amount of money, 47 million, and he must have stated that he wants to leave.
Yeah.
I think
he did. He
yeah. I mean, he must have made
when
a fuss about
that?
It.
Quite a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he said he wanted to leave, but quite a fuss about. I mean,
were you there?
He didn't.
Yeah, I heard him.
He didn't.
I wasn't
like,
actually in the room.
No, he wasn't a stone's throw away.
Amazing. This is why you're.
Officially, he didn't like handing a transfer request or anything, but I think he must have said, "Like, I want to leave. I don't care if you're rich or not. I'm not going to wait. I want to play Champions League now."
Stone must have dropped, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he just fucking left. I think they probably made last season that if we don't qualify Champions League, he can leave.
A couple of little signings. He's gone to Sunderland.
Janis
Joplin?
Yeah, and they've signed McNair and Love from United.
That's like a feeder club for Manchester United, Sunderland.
I've always sort of been that.
Yeah, but everybody who doesn't fit in United seems to go to Sunderland.
Brown
O'Shea straight away. They had Kieran Richardson for a while as well.
But also Moyes bought from them when he was at Everton as well. Took a whole bunch of.
Yeah, but he had a good relationship with Ferguson.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Janosai made his debut under Moyes. You know, I mean,
he had Bruce at Sunderland before.
Yeah, and he bought
he
a bunch of United.
From
yeah.
United.
Sebastian Larsson out for 6 months. It's a big shame for him.
Yeah, for him.
For him.
Let's get into it. Let's get into the top four then, eh? Because we were going to do... There's been a bit of a discussion about this. Adil says no one gives a shit about our big predictions. I think there's people there. It's a Friday. They've gone out. They've got their money out. They're sitting there with 2,000 kroner and they're going,
come on,
SFN. Where is it? Where
it's
is the
so
prediction?
It's so difficult before the season has started. I think.
I mean, if they'd listened to us last year where we all predicted.
Okay,
Leicester.
Instead of going all the way to the end of the season, we'll go till December. These are our predictions till December. And then we'll see how we go.
I say...
All the way.
All the way.
Oh, do all the way.
Go all in. All in.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's going first?
And there was a bit of discussion about top four and then cup. You said... You sort of think, well, it's not bad. You know, we had... I saw Soran Ismail say top four will be this. But I think Liverpool will get there with a cup. I don't know how that...
He said they'll get top four and a cup.
I said
it's not unreasonable, but what I'm basing that on is like last season Klopp seems to do well in cups. We got to two cup finals, so it's not an unreasonable
suggestion. You know what, we'll bet cups as well, but can we just stop?
No, we don't have to predict.
Can we just stop the subject about, you know, that you're going to win the club championship in 2 years, because that's kind of where
did you just say that?
No.
Well, that's kind of where discussions always go.
Okay.
To. Right. Who's going to go first then?
We'll go through the predictions and then we will go to the games this weekend.
All right. Okay. I can. Okay. Everybody can say the number one, the number two, the number three. Okay.
All right.
So I'll start. I actually think City's going to win this year.
Can I say mine?
Yeah.
City.
Yeah, I have the same.
Ah,
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
And I actually believe that United will finish second.
I've gone for Chelsea to finish second.
Okay, I've got United.
Are you guys like? Are you,
I think we're
do you shower together as well?
I doubt the next one we'll agree on this.
Oh, if it's Liverpool, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Oh. I've gone United will get third.
I'll put down Arsenal. I think in Tottenham. You know what? I'll say Tottenham does.
You can't change it.
No, I'll change it. What do you mean? I haven't said anything. Yeah. I can't change what I wrote in my paper.
You can't change that word.
I've got Tottenham.
I said...
You got Tottenham
no,
third?
I said yeah. Tottenham.
I've got Tottenham.
What the fuck's wrong?
So you got exactly the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going for Tottenham?
Yeah, but you know...
Now you've said it now.
Yeah, no, I'm going for Tottenham, yeah. But I'm going to change my fourth.
Okay.
I'll write down Chelsea.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, that's who I've got as well.
I've got Arsenal fourth.
Yeah, I had Arsenal third actually, but I bumped them to fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because you had the
I was like, fuck it. Why would I need to? I'm not betting any money. So I'm going to put them outside the top four so it looks reasonable.
Okay. Well, that's. So we've predicted exactly the same top four.
All right, that's just. That means it's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
So
probably Pitches is right.
Yep.
Now the drop. Then.
You've written all these down, even yeah. with his eight changes.
It would do it.
I didn't do any changes.
You should have done that, and then you went, "Oh, James has done that, so I'm going to change. I'm going to change mine. No, I'm going to change mine."
None of that.
I mean, I can. I've said everything. I haven't said it yet. You did say it.
Why do you sound like that?
Because you do sound like that in my head.
That's what he sounds like.
Well, that's really, 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 really not
what
very
you sound
nice,
like.
Is it?
No,
that wasn't nice.
It's not nice hearing that voice. No.
Right, who's? Who's going in? Who's in 18th spot then? So the top of the bottom three.
Hull, for me.
For me, it's I'm actually putting Watford there.
Watford, okay. I've got West Brom in 18th. All right.
Okay.
Your 19th
Burnley.
Okay.
I've got Crystal Palace.
Ooh. Yeah, why not? I mean, they had a dismal second half of the
sold.
Season. Yeah, they had a dismal second half of the season. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has he gone yet to Everton, Bellacy?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet.
He fucking needs to go off this.
And the bottom spot goes to?
Hull.
Hull City for me.
Burnley. So we all agree. I think Hull are down.
If you're going to look at now why we picked the top ones, I mean, it's quite obvious. Everybody's followed the top one. But if you follow the ones we picked now, Hull has made no... I mean, they've lost a manager, new owners, cutbacks,
players.
Less players. I haven't...
They're a worse squad.
They're a worse squad now and the last season. So
and have no manager.
Yeah,
and weirdly...
And no money.
When they got to the playoffs last year, they didn't sell their end in the ground, which is quite shocking, really.
They've had so much trouble since that club.
But the fans hate the owners. They're associated with the owners.
There was a thing today about Charlton where they'd sent out this letter. Charlton are denying it, but it apparently came and went to all the season ticket holders and it said, "You cannot give our club abuse on Twitter and social media."
Really?
"We can take away your season ticket," which is... fucking incredible.
That's half the fun of supporting a team.
Yeah. I don't know how they've come up
but
with
that. But apparently I was reading, I don't know if I've got this entirely right, but it said something along the lines of that they've basically done away with concessions for kids OAPs at Hull.
Yeah.
Immensely unpopular. So basically everyone's paying the same price regardless.
And then they were going to be called Tigers, Hull Tigers.
Yeah, some sort of membership scheme.
Yeah, but that was the first thing. It was started there. He wanted to change the name to Hull Tigers. That's what it
was. Yeah, but then they've introduced this membership scheme where everyone has to pay full price, which is quite frankly ridiculous.
Why did you write Al?
I don't know. I was...
Why did you just put Al, Adil and James?
Yeah, I know. I realised that. And then I added F and M... to our surnames, as if to make it slightly.
Why are you asking these questions? You know he's the fucking idiot.
You know he still can't quite.
It's like saying, look at that retarded person eating sand. Why is he eating sand? He's fucking retarded. That's why he's eating sand.
Why have you written our surnames?
That's
stupid.
Yeah, I realise that now. I realise that.
And
at the
then
time.
You've written.
I added that.
And then he's written above all the other teams. Drop.
Yeah.
As though When we picked the top four, we only picked three, and we picked Hull to be in the top four. Imagine if they are.
Well, some of us probably... One of us probably put Leicester for the drop last season.
So. I picked Leicester to win. I just didn't say it. I changed it, but I said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you wrote it down.
Were you rapping?
Right, so we think City?
Well, so, same thing when we said with Hull, with Burnley, haven't bought anything.
Yeah.
Same thing there. I mean, can you do... I mean, they did that last time when Premier didn't buy anything.
I wonder if Burnley will learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, but the
their mistakes was they did play football and everyone was like, well done, Burnley. See you later, though.
I think the mistake was last time they didn't have a good enough squad. I don't think it was the manager. I don't think it was tactical. I think the squad was just not good enough.
Mm. I did what I did. I tried.
No, I think you did the...
That's actually quite a good impression.
Of Batman.
Of who?
Of Batman. Steve Deitch. Yeah. Dyke. Does it say Dyke?
I'm Steve Dyke. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Is it Steve Dyke?
No, I just said...
Sean Dyke, isn't it?
Sean.
Steve Dyke.
Steve Frank Sinclair.
I'm Sean Dyke.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but that was a bit more Hollywood, your one. Do it less...
Ideal is
less
Hollywood.
Drama. Yeah, he is.
What do you mean? How am I Hollywood?
You just are. Your life is Hollywood. We're actually recording this in Adil's flat, and it's just like chandeliers.
I think you're more Hollywood. I'm more like
Bollywood.
Okay, I'll go Bollywood then.
And I'm Plywood.
You're Seizure Wood. You're Seizure Wood.
He's never Wood.
Yeah, you're never Wood. It's... Never Wood. That should be... That must have been... You laughing. That must have been your name growing up. The girls used to call it like, do you want to do it? Neverwood. And they
did Neverwood.
I feel terrible saying that.
That's funny.
Neverwood. That is not Neverwood. The name of a porn movie.
No.
All right.
That's the name of the episode. Hollywood, Bollywood, and Neverwood.
Neverwood.
So, I agree. I think Burnley, they played great. It was a bit like Blackpool that season when everyone was like, oh, you know, they didn't come and they didn't park the bus, they tried to play. They just didn't have a good enough team.
Yeah, Bournemouth made it last season, but I think it was two things. I think the squad was a bit better than Burnley's squad was, just looking at Bournemouth's squad, not that bad. And I think they had a superior manager when it comes to playing in the Premier League. I think Dyke is good. I think he did a good job last time. No, he didn't get sacked even, he got relegated. But it was just not good enough squad. I think you need to be like a super talented manager to have a squad like that to really...
Have Burnley strengthened?
Not really. I looked at the... And I didn't find anyone... No, it's not interesting at all, to be honest. I mean, they bought Jamie Thomas from Bolton for free. Robbie Leitch from Motherwell for free. Nick Pope from Charlton for 1.1 million. And then they've lost Joey Barton. And then some shitty player, but player who wouldn't get into a team anyway. So they haven't strengthened the first squad. Nothing.
No.
And which is funny, and I know that he's not going to buy a lot of players because he likes to play same 11 as long as possible. He will keep the same 11. I mean, the first time around, they made the fewest changes in the Premier League. I think they had 12 games in a row, they didn't make a single change. They had the same lineup for 12 games in a row, and then one injury, they changed. So they play very, very strict and the same things. So I don't think he needs to buy a bigger squad. He just needs to buy a better squad. He needs to get three, four players.
It's not an inviting place to go, though, is it, really?
No, it's not, no. But...
No, I mean, I know, not the town, but I mean...
No, but I mean...
But come on,
I mean the club.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, though. I mean, teams who play in the Premier League, it doesn't matter if they play in a city with 1,000 people.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you sign for a year, there's going to be a massive party of contractors... When we go down,
I'm off.
You know? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but why? I mean, listen, they should get players who have a big has a relegation release clause because you need to get rid of these players if you go down.
Yeah, it's in no one's interest.
No, but they need to get at least one, two, not maybe marquee signings, but you need to get a little bit more quality there.
But you see, Bournemouth have signed. That's 36 million they've spent. That's a lot of money when you consider. Burnley have bought for 1 million.
Yeah, but I think Bournemouth.
No, there was one that Goodmanson was undisclosed, so he must have been
nothing. I think Bournemouth
must have been a couple of million.
Why?
I don't know. Because everyone's going for money.
Do you rate him?
Not particularly, but like,
you know that's a nonsense player. That's not a big signing.
Is he not?
That's a championship player on a free
transfer.
From
Bolton, he can't.
Really?
Yeah. So what the fuck? Just shut up, mate.
All right. But Middlesbrough have bought. And Middlesbrough, I think, have got such a great chairman. He'll know that if you're in January and you need to spend some money, he'll spend.
I think a lot of teams think that way, you can spend in January. I think it's a bit too late when they start realising. I mean, if you see last season, the teams that did spend in January, Sunderland did make it, but I think the earlier signing for them was the one that got them through. Newcastle spent a lot in January, didn't get them through. I don't see it helping that much for these teams.
But Borough have spent, didn't they get Negredo?
Yeah, that's a great signing.
Yeah.
If he gets going, that's why I didn't put him in the bottom three. I think they did decent. Victor Fischer from Ajax is interesting. Victor Valdes, experienced goalkeeper.
De Roon.
And Brad Guzan, so they're really
strong. Valdes. Yeah.
Yeah, Valdes and Guzan. So yeah. I think in the goalkeeper department, they're pretty set. And Alvaro Negredo, of course. I thought he had a good season with City the first half he was here, the first time with City. Mm. I think the first half he was brilliant, and then he kind of faded off completely. And they had so many strikers that season, and then they sold all.
I think he's a good player.
Negredo, he's a good Premier League player as well. He's good, yeah. He's good in the air. He scores a lot of goals. I think that's an astute signing for Middlesbrough. That's a good loan signing.
And they released Jonathan Woodgate. Where has he gone?
He's gone to Liverpool.
As a scout.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Interesting.
He's only 36.
36, yeah.
Had a weird career, kind of.
His debut at Newcastle, Real Madrid. Real still cracks me up. That's fantastic.
Red card and 2 on goals.
It's just got to be the worst ever.
Are we going to pick the cups then?
All right, let's pick the cups. Why not?
I think they're madness. I think Leicester will win the FA Cup.
Cool.
I've got nothing to prove that. Quite funny how
I think Liverpool win the League Cup.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I can. I'm going to give us the.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to give us the FA Cup. Oh no way! FA Cup is going to be City or United. No, Tottenham will actually come to the semi-finals of the Champions League this year.
Ah.
That's one.
Do you know what? To be honest,
SFM days out. We're going to London.
I think we're going to watch. But we're going to have a surprise this year. I think Spurs are going to surprise more people than expected, because I've been listening to the predictions from like every channel and newspaper, and they haven't even discussed them. And then, as I said, they discussed them at once. It's like, why aren't we discussing Tottenham? It's the same team as last year.
As a potential champion. No,
title, Champions League. You haven't mentioned.
But nobody's.
You're back to exactly the normal as it was 2 years ago. As it was start of last season.
Everyone's still.
We're back to that and pushing it even further. I mean, we're saying that City and United are untouchable now. Yeah. Leicester's got Conte, no Champions League, they're kind of difficult. Arsenal have improved, Liverpool has improved. And then Tottenham and Leicester kind of not mentioned. And to be honest, last season, they were the best teams.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but I think that you're gonna bar no injuries, I think it's gonna be a good season. I think the players have matured.
Leicester? Ranieri was very honest yesterday.
He said if we get
something. That was ridiculously honest. I think it's getting.
No,
a bit,
he said like an alien.
ET.
Yeah, it's getting too much.
ET arrives in London.
It's not charming anymore for me. I'm getting a bit sick of it. That's when I read this morning. I was like. Oh, here we go. I'm getting sick of him from the opposite reason as you got sick of Rodgers and Mourinho. He's just
delusion.
It's just too much. It's just too much. Every interview is a fucking, you know.
But he's always been like that. He's always been a funny little clown. Ding a ding ding dong ding a long.
Yeah, no,
you know.
It's getting a bit tiresome now, especially with this.
You've had enough.
He needs a new DVD out.
It's bigger chance that Alien will land than we'll win again. To be honest,
it was the biggest upset.
It is the biggest upset. I was thinking about that when you said like 5,000 to 1 the odds were.
Yeah.
5,000 for me. If you give 2 to 1 on a team, that means if you played the season 2 times in a parallel universe, one of those 2 times they're gonna win it for sure, right? Okay. If you played last season 5,000 times, any team would have won it once. Any team would have won it once. Even Aston Villa would have won it once in one parallel universe. You've played it 5,000 times. Injuries for
I don't
for
understand
team.
This game.
But
no,
that's not.
So I'm just saying
that's not how odds work.
No,
I'm saying it's too. It's
5,000 times against them.
Yeah, it's a big surprise.
Yeah,
it's a big surprise. No, but I'm saying if you would have put $1 every time and you do it 5,000 times,
yeah,
and they won one of them, you would have won your money back. So that means that if you play, I mean, I'm just saying the odds are way too big. I think surprised
well, 5,000 is a ridiculous odds to give, but they were basically saying that, listen, they're not going to win.
Yeah. I mean, if you said last season it's a bigger chance that aliens will land than we win the league, I would have said maybe it's true. But they did win the league last season. They only lost one player. Why is this is
and they've actually strengthened.
He's playing down expectations.
Yeah, but it's just too much. I mean, I think he's actually put them down too much now. I think it's getting like, I mean, last season, end of the season.
He'll
I mean,
probably stop now.
They should try to they should try to believe they can do something now. They won last year.
Yeah,
I mean, they won last year. Well, they
of course. I mean,
it's getting too much.
Yeah, but he's doing it nicely, isn't he?
I'm getting sick of him.
I'm getting sick of you, mate.
Because I got sneezed on your face. That was a sneeze.
But they've sneezed. But who've got Champions League this year then? Tottenham,
Leicester City,
and Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Leicester might think, you know, let's just focus on this Champions
surprise
League.
Surprise a few people in the Champions League.
Who knows?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I honestly think after last year, you've got Leicester, Portugal winning it as well.
I think they'll do better in the Champions League than they do in the Premier League.
I'm not sure about that. But I still
think it's hard to gauge, but I stand by that.
They won't finish 15th.
You're not even standing.
No, I'll stand over that.
They won't finish 15th. They should be in the top 7.
Yeah.
I mean, everything outside of top 7, I think it's a disappointment for them. They won last year with 10 points. I mean, and even if every team was in disarray, they weren't. And it's the same team. But except it's a big loss with Conte. It is. But you know, they strengthened a little bit here and there. I don't count
them. I think they have strengthened.
They have strengthened.
Yeah.
But it's not. But it's a strengthening with you losing a best player. You know, that's never good.
I mean, they've said Mahrez is definitely staying.
Well, you never know. It's a month left.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I
mean, they've got Mendy.
I think it's a good replacement for Kante, but he's not that kind of. He's not completely Mendy. If you've seen him play, he's not a Makalele central midfielder. I mean, he likes to play the ball.
Yeah, Makalele.
Yeah, and then another goalkeeper, Ziele. It's a Ron Robert Ziele. It's an experienced German goalkeeper, Luis Hernandez from Sporting Gijón. Doesn't know that much about him. Another from Rayo Vallecano, Ahmed Musa, a very quick striker. I think he wants another Vardy or Okazaki kind of player to rotate in the Champions League. And then Kapuska is another player that's unproven in the Premier League. So I don't think they've strengthened that much. But it's the same. I mean, for me, it's the same thing with Tottenham. Isn't the teams that don't change that much, that's not a negative thing. It could be a very good thing if you don't mix around.
Especially given the amount of change in City, United,
But I think in City United, all those teams, they can make changes now because they're going to have a completely different way of playing.
Yeah.
You know, City's going to have a completely different way of playing than Pellegrini, so certain players won't fit. I don't see Navas fitting into that team at all. I don't see where the fuck he's going to play him. I don't see how he's going to play him. He's played out and out wingers before Guardiola, but he's just one dimensional. I don't see him coming into that team.
I think Nasri will go as well.
Yeah, I don't see both Fernando and Fernandinho staying. I think he's going to get rid of at least one of them, especially.
I think he might play one of them as a centre back.
It's been talk of that he might do that.
He's even mentioned it.
With Fernandinho. Yeah,
Fernandinho.
But
I just fucking mentioned it.
Well, that's more important than Pep.
Good name.
But yeah, interesting. Let's have a look at this week's fixtures then.
Yeah, it's going to kick off straight away with the.
Doesn't have to go straight.
No, not straight away, because that would be like now.
No, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be straight away. I think the first kick they're going to do the classic way with Hull City against Leicester. So it's a good chance for Leicester to have a bright start, but rather
to be top again.
Do you think Hull are going to be like the Villa of last season?
I think they're going to get
I can't see anything
a
else
proper
happening.
Pounding. I think they're going to be like Derby was. I think it's going to
maybe
be
not as bad as Villa because they were
no exactly. But Villa never even got going. I don't care if after 10 rounds they're kind of, you know, have like 15 points and going, oh fuck, this could happen. I don't care. I think in the long run, if something drastic doesn't happen in that team, and what can happen now? Even if they get a great manager in, and they get, you know, four great signings before the end of the window, I think it's too late. I just think it's too late. The transfer window should be closed before the season starts. I can't believe
it's
open. It sort of feels wrong now. Yeah,
I think it should close and then you can loan for another month.
But then all the European leagues start at different times.
Yeah, but all of the European leagues have different transfers as well. Some leagues have one day later. Russian league opens completely different.
Yeah.
So I don't see that as a problem. You put your day to when your league starts. The weekend to where your league starts. So basically,
before the first match,
the Premier League should close tomorrow, 12:00.
It should be like the Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah, or it should be too close tonight. Yeah. So tonight it should be closed, and then you should be still. And then people say, "Well, what if you get injuries and stuff like that?" Well, you can get them in mid-season as well. I still think the loan system could then be eligible. You can loan one player from one team, as you have in the Premier League.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, in the Premier League, you only loan one player from the same team. And you should still have that. Then you're set.
And then Burnley, Swansea. They play every week, do they?
Yeah, it's a strange game.
Swansea might be a strange one. They've been looking to buy big, but they haven't got big yet, you know?
No, I was leaning with Swansea or Watford to go down. I think they haven't really done anything. They've lost.
Are you
now? Incredibly stupid sum. I can't believe that. It's just unbelievable.
How much did he get?
They got it for free transfer, right? And I can't believe last season they got it for free transfer. He had like 5-6 good games in the beginning, and he was linked to leaving in January. I mean, 6 months later, it was like, what the fuck's going on? That's stupid. That's not true. Of course, he's not leaving in January. And now, 1 year later, he goes for 20-odd millions.
Yeah,
crazy. As far as transfer figures, this window has just been mental.
Yeah, but I think they looked at it and they said that the percentage of the actual turnover of when they signed Brian Robson was higher for United than it is for Pogba. That percentage of the amount of money.
Yeah.
So it is money, but it does seem crazy money.
Yeah, I think a lot when you go back to like when people say that they bought it for 1 million like in 1982, and back then 1 million was like 65 million.
Well, Trevor Francis, he was the first
million pound
player, and that was like 80 or something like that, 79 maybe.
But was it 900 and didn't Clough do something?
999. Like £1
less than a million.
Great
movie for them who haven't seen it, by the way. I know you recommended it. Good. It's a good movie.
I think I recommended it.
I think actually
he didn't.
He's just taking on my glory.
No, it was James.
Okay. He recommended United 76, which is the aeroplane story.
76?
What is the airline? United
Airline.
Yeah, there's a United.
It's 50 season.
No, I'm not talking about it. No, you're not talking about it. Crystal Palace, West Brom. Tony Pulis coming out. He went to Pride. He went to... he said, really, we need to buy players. We need to hurry up and buy players, which seemed a bit weird.
Well, they can have Benteke. I mean,
but he'll be going back to Palace, so that'll be interesting.
If he goes to back, what do you mean?
No, he's going back as West Brom.
Pardon?
He's going back as West Brom.
I thought you were talking about Benteke. He's going back to Palace. I was like, he has never been in Palace. He can't go back.
Confused.
Yeah. Wow. But seizure.
Palace is doing that.
And I got so.
And you believe
then.
West Brom is leaving?
I don't know. I just have that feeling. I think I might have even predicted him to go down last year. No, I had all the same colour last year.
All right, but that's going to be another maybe 0-0 game, 3 in a row perhaps. And then Everton-Tottenham, interesting to see Koeman's first game there. Bad fixture to begin with, I will say.
For Tottenham?
Yeah, away to Everton, it's not that fun, is it?
I mean, every year we're away.
Every year, we know, knew that already. Yeah. I said it before. And what did we get? Yeah. Away.
The FA is rigged.
Well, our first three matches are away, so... We're playing all, it's because of our main stand, but still.
Still away.
Yeah.
That's a seizure.
That's complete seizure.
Why is that a seizure?
He's like saying, listen, we want to be drawn away every year. And then you get drawn away every year and say, what the fuck, we get drawn every year away? That's absolutely stupid.
That's like booking a hotel room for 3 nights and going, we're not staying at home. So, Middlesbrough, Stoke. Tottenham, there's 4 players suspended. Do you know that in the Premier League? Do we know them? Who can't play on the opening day?
It's Moussa Dembele.
Dembele, yes.
For sure.
So that's
the rest. There could be a lot of.
Pogba is actually banned. He's banned for one game.
Mm-hmm. Carried over there from Italia.
Chris Smalling and Robert the Hoof for 3 games.
Ooh. Oh, he got sent off the last game of the season.
Yeah. But Dembele should be banned for the whole fucking season. It was a disgrace.
He shouldn't have even got that many.
He tried to eye gouge him, mate.
He should have fucking stabbed him the way he was going that game.
Terrible.
I can't believe you advocate that sort of violence.
No.
I do actually believe one thing. And for instance, like 2 seasons ago, Tottenham played Villa and we won 2-1. And because Benteke did that on Mason... He kind of shoved him with his head or something. But Mason instigated all of that. So during the game, Benteke gets sent off. After the game, I still think that Mason should have gotten some kind of suspension.
Mm.
Even if he didn't do anything. I still think if you, on purpose, really try, the only reason you have here is to affect, you know, get somebody red carded or simulate or exaggerate... then you should get punished as well, for sure. So I think, for instance, that game when Dembele got... He should have gotten... But Fabregas should have gotten maybe 2 years off the field as well. Because he was... The entire game, the only thing he was doing, he was just doing that. Talking, going behind people's back, nipping on... He did that as well. Nobody said shit about that. And Costa, he nipped him first. He did that back and he got 6
nipped.
Games.
Sounds so weird.
No, but so I just think that... Yeah. I think it's a bit... I definitely don't condone it. It's stupid. He lost the head. But there should be some kind of, you know, level of what you can get away with. Just because the ref didn't see all that Costa did, then he's not off.
Mm.
And even on the replays, you could have seen it, but they didn't get it. Because they say, it's not violent. He didn't punch him.
Do you think the new rules regarding talking back at the referee are going to be properly enforced?
It's not going to happen. Shit.
No. I just can't see it. They talk about respect.
If they start the first game, 1:30 on Premier League this weekend...
Send someone off.
Yeah, if he gives Vardy a yellow card after 5 minutes... Because Vardy is one of those players who always screams at the refs.
Yeah.
All the time. He constantly berates them. And that time he did get red card, it was correct. He did simulate. And then he still berated the referee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he gets a yellow card after 5 minutes because he's berating the ref... And he keeps that the entire game... Then maybe you'll see some change. If the first 5 rounds, if refs do that... Same thing with handball. If they have a strategy to say...
They have said they're going to enforce it. but whether they
the handball.
No, the yellow card for approaching the referee.
Well, they said that. Well, I remember United running. Remember they had like five of them around, yeah. And Keane was there. And they said, "Oh, this will never happen. Always happens.
It happens all the time." I just feel they don't have any control of that, and they only. It's easy. I don't see a problem. We've discussed this many times. I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem for the FA to control the players. I don't see a problem for the referees to control the players. Yeah. I don't see where the problem lies, because you want a certain aspect of football to be there. And that's the only reason. There's no fucking way anybody's telling me that they don't want simulation still kept in football when they can change it. If you just ban players after the game for simulation, who would simulate? Yeah. And who would say it's unfair? Nobody would say it's unfair. And
especially diving. That's the one that they would get them straight off. You can't expect the referees to catch everything. But the rules are
stupid. If the ref didn't see it during the game, if the ref did see it during the game and gave a yellow instead of red or a free kick,
he can't do anything
about it. But that should then go the other way, definitely. And they already said, if you do something off-camera, ref didn't see, you get suspended. But why is just violent conduct included? Why is not cheating included in that?
Cheating!
I mean, I'm not saying that simulate is per se cheating, but it's the wrong decision for the ref. So why can't you change that? You can change red cards. If he gives you a red card and you didn't touch the player, they rescind it. So why can't they rescind the free kick for a red card or a suspension? What the fuck is the problem? I mean, what is the problem? It doesn't take any match time. It doesn't take anything to do with video and another ref. I mean, what is the? It's obvious, isn't it? We want to have this. We want to be able.
But
to
I think video technology should be in more. I mean, everything is filmed. Everything is seen.
Listen, you can see exactly how much a player runs. You can have cameras to see if the ball is over the line.
How many times he spits.
Yeah, but you can see all that stuff. Why can't you then have...
Drinks water.
If you have sensors in every player's, then you can sense if they touched somebody, where they got touched. I mean, what's the difficulty here? I mean, we're not talking about...
We're getting a bit Running Man now, though, aren't we?
Well, if you...
Change the game, and then we release tigers. Tigers out.
But this is the defensive
and they have to
argument.
Wear bacon
that, this
shorts.
Is the defensive argument that makes no sense. I mean, somebody would say, "Oh, to video line technology. Oh, we're getting too much of what? We're not stopping anything. If you could have a referee,
I
want to
meet that guy though. Oh, technology.
If you could have a referee who was like a robot,
it's fucking irritating after a while. Like.
Listen, if you could have a referee who was good as Superman, who could spot everything in split second, could say. You didn't touch him. It was the 1/5 of your hair that touched him. Hey, if you could see that, then it would be the perfect ref. So why can't we? Why do we see that as a handicap?
Why do we just have one ref? Why don't we have three or four refs?
Yeah, for example, I've thought about that as well. Why can't we have three referees? I mean, one referee is always checking the box. One referee
this is
the central hall. I mean, three, one part for each part of the field. You have one ref. Why can't we do that? I mean, what's the problem here? What are we talking about? We're saying like, oh, that's getting too much. What? If the ref could have super glasses that could see every incident in slow motion while it's happening, that means he can never make a mistake.
That'd be a good film, actually. Episode 12, of episode 35, The Telephone.
Yeah.
McLaren picks up and goes, talk to the middle ref, like that.
Yeah, and then he sees everything in slow motion. Yeah. So for him, it's 2 years the game. So he's thinking and pondering about his daughter and, you know, what he was schooled. He's got 2 years during the game. So he's got a lot of time to think. And, you know, there's a throw in his eye. There goes a month. So he's going to sit there.
I think it's...
Somebody gets injured. He's going to wait.
It's going straight to Netflix. It's brilliant, this.
Yeah.
Everton Tottenham will be at 4:00. Where will you be watching the game?
I'll be watching on my phone in the wedding.
What?
I was watching on my phone.
No. Let's stop the pod.
About this last week.
As if I don't know.
I don't think you do.
Of course I do. It's Berhard's wedding, isn't it?
I think you think that we thought about it, but not on the pod.
No, but I thought it'd be quite funny because you're always having a go at seizure for booking like league.
Yeah, but I didn't book the wedding, did I?
Yeah, I know, but you could have turned it down and said, I want to watch the football.
You can't
Why
do
the
that.
Fuck are you putting the game on at. Why is it? Was it 4:00? We all knew this. Why are you inviting me? This I'm a massive Spurs fan.
I would not go to the wedding if there was a cup final or the last game of the season. We could win the league and Spurs
yes,
playing.
Would.
Is this
is football mafia or is it Swedish wedding mafia?
No, but I think that would be like this is your own fault.
Here comes the bride. You're the bride, mate.
If you like booked a wedding on like a World Cup final, and you supported that team was in the final, then it's your fault you booked it. Opening weekend of the league, it's just very...
It's always dodgy getting married in the football season. Come on. There's always a risk.
No, but I just think...
In the football season, from August to May.
In the whole of
Yeah, exactly. You can't say that.
Yeah, summer. Apart from the even years. So everybody's the championship.
But you should not be the one talking about that you shouldn't, but... You put.
It's my opportunity to do exactly.
You had a party on the Champions League final night.
Yeah,
you went off. Liverpool
Marlon.
Played in the final. You missed Marlon. That. I mean, what are you talking about? You don't even.
No, this is exactly how this is how it happened.
And he wants you to learn from him.
Yeah. Have you learned nothing from my uselessness?
You just randomise stuff in your head to say.
Of course I do.
It doesn't feel like there's any connection. I mean, honestly, it feels like. Tomorrow, swimming pool, yeah. Chumbalamba and then your chocolate.
Pigeon toast.
I have to understand. That's big boxes, you know. It just fucking happens, you know. Nothing.
But it's a disgrace that you're there at the wedding. You should have
for
said.
For you,
for the podcast, for the game of football.
For humanity.
Is football bigger than Bearard? That's what you've got to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but not that particular game. Not that particular game.
You should have said, sorry, man. Sorry, that's...
I'm actually Toastmaster.
Exactly. Even ridiculous.
That's all I'm going to talk about. So, welcome here. The score at the moment is blah, 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 so nobody panic.
No, good luck, Bearard. I hope it goes great for you and your wife. Let's have a look.
That was touching.
Middlesbrough, Stoke. Be interesting, Middlesbrough. Like we said, we're... Seem to have bought quite a lot. And then Southampton, Watford. Watford doesn't... I don't know. Southampton either, you know?
I think the problem with Watford for me is that they fell off so bad at the end of... same thing with Palace. I mean,
they had a good front two who were getting the goals and they kind of dried up.
I mean, up until December. I think just before December, they were in top seven. I mean, they were chasing the Champions League spots. But they did what you see every season and what everybody thought Leicester would do. But come December, there's always a surprise in the top six, six, seven. There's always one team that's not supposed to be there. And then they drop off to 13th. And that's what Watford did, but that's what not Leicester did. Who's going to do that this year then? Are we going to have an early surprise? We always have one early team surprise.
Borough then. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see of the top four that we've picked... Who gets off to a shocker? Like Chelsea got off to an absolutely horrendous start last season. You know?
Yeah.
And Mourinho left. You know, he was gone.
I really hope
they just did not get out of the blocks.
No, yeah. I think
like that, United under Moyes as well, you know?
Yeah, but I think this year both Pep and Mourinho at City and United respectively, I think even if they... have a staggered start, even they get a draw here and there, they're still going to have a bit more time because it's going to take a little time to implement their ideas. So I think
Wenger
is a bit under pressure.
Liverpool fixtures too soon, which I think is brilliant.
It's just I think sooner or later the bubble has got to burst at Arsenal, sooner or later, and I think this could be the season.
I think it's Wenger's last season.
I definitely think it's Wenger's last season. I think he's going to go and take his, you know, it's going to be a win-win for everybody. His contract's running out. He's not going to sign a new one. And I think he's going to run it out and then he'll
go
somewhere. Is he only got one season left on his...
Something.
Yeah, he'll go to board or take like an international job. You never know.
No, I think...
Has he got one season left on his contract?
Yeah,
right.
He's got one more left running. One year left running. So I think he's got...
I know contracts.
He's going to do that, but... They apparently bought Mustafi.
Yeah.
From Valencia today. That's a good signing. He's 24 years old, international defender for Germany.
Interesting. He was at Everton, wasn't he, Mustafi?
When he was very young.
Yeah.
Very, very young.
And then they let him go. And also Dyer was at Everton as well. Eric Dyer.
No, he was there alone from Sporting.
Okay.
He moved to Portugal. Eric Dyer's family moved to Portugal when 10. So he signed up for their academy.
Yeah.
He played there until he was 17, 18, and he got loaned out for 1 year Premiership. They wanted to beef him up a little bit.
He had made no appearances in that.
No, he was 18. He was loaned out to their development team, to mainly to to maybe have him scout a bit of England, to Everton to have a good look at him, and then for Portuguese...
I mean, it's still, he still was given an opportunity where he could have maybe have made the move to Everton.
Yeah.
You know.
That's silly.
But it's just weird how, like, you know, they go and then he becomes such a great player.
I think it's funny
not
that...
great, good player.
I think it's funny that he's not even regarded as an Englishman in the system. He's regarded as a foreigner, Dyer. Yeah. So he doesn't give you the quota. He plays for England, but it doesn't give you the quota for English player because he's brought up in Portugal.
Man City, Sunderland. You'd expect Man City to... It's like for the Adam Johnson trophy, really, isn't it? City, Sunderland.
We'll should suggest that.
But he probably had younger targets in City when he was there. So, you know, who's hurting most?
And then Saturday's games. And then Saturday night is match of the day. And Lineker is
going to be in there.
He's supposed to be doing it in his underpants.
In his pants, yeah.
So if you like to see me in an underpants.
It doesn't.
Which we all do.
Bournemouth, Man United on Sunday. And then Arsenal, Liverpool, which is possibly the game of the round.
It is, yeah. Definitely Arsenal, Liverpool.
And given off that fixture, what that's served up over the last few seasons.
Yeah, the interesting part with that fixture, it's like the only fixture that if it doesn't end in a draw, it's going to be a disaster for one of the teams.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever loses that game is going to have... It's always annoying losing the first game. Even if you lose against a bad team, that's not a good team, you feel like, oh, that was just bad, we'll just leave it behind. But when you lose this game, you can never get it back. You know, they can never get those 3 points back from this team that they were going to chase now the rest of the season.
I do like the opening days because it's still summer.
Yeah,
I've said this before. Like, everybody's in T-shirts watching
the
match.
Crowd have all got their hands up to their faces because the sun's in their eyes.
I like when you see the shadow from the stands and the audience, but you see the
crowd, maybe. Not audience. Not a gig. It's not a comedy gig. Is it?
Well, it depends on where they were playing. It was a comedy gig. but yeah.
Nice. Topical.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Is there a Monday night one?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, of course. And it's Chelsea-West Ham, which is another good game.
That's a good one.
It's a cracking game. See what Conte, if he gets to a great start straight away.
West Ham in there.
I think West Ham is getting overhyped.
Yeah. Because they did pretty well last...
Yeah, they
season.
Did pretty well last season. Bilic had a good season.
They did.
Do you think they're getting overhyped?
Because now when they're moving to Olympic Stadium, with good season last season. I mean, when you see all these professional journalists' predictions, you see a lot of the same thing as we did. It's City, United, Chelsea, Arsenal. But then the bracket after that is like Leicester, Tottenham, West Ham. And a bit Everton now with the new owners. I don't see West Ham.
You don't see them in that? Oh, I do.
I don't see them as good as Tottenham.
What do you make of this? I mean, not so much the business side of the stadium deal for West Ham, but that stadium as a stadium, it's not a brilliant football stadium.
No.
It's got a huge gap to the crowd, and it's really, really open.
I hate
If you compare stuff. It to you know, to Upton Park...
No,
completely.
But,
you know,
I think for football, all those stadiums who have that are atrocious. I mean,
well, a running track. It's ridiculous.
First of all,
have they not taken the running track out?
No, they've left it so that it can still be used, I think, or at least just covered it or something.
They're not going to
run the
stadium
per se. It's the distance from the pitch. There's none of that sort of. But feeling like you've got the fans on top of you. It's like playing in a sort of...
But what do they use the Olympics... Do they use it for a lot of activities like that still?
No. The whole idea was they were going to build a stadium pass it on.
Why are the tracks still there, then?
Because some idiot... Because the way they organise things in Britain, it's like...
I'm not sure if they're not going to have it, then they remove the tracks. I mean...
It's not the tracks that's the problem. It's the fact that the front row are so far from the...
Yeah, but they're not just going to cover it up if they're not going to use it.
But they can't add seats because then the seats in front, there's no banking opportunity.
All right, I don't know about that. We'll see.
I was going to see my mate went to the game. He took some photos. So that's the stadium there. So there's no running track there at all, and it's right next to the pitch.
So they closed it down.
Yeah,
that's okay.
So
yeah.
Don't. Like when he speaks.
Yeah.
Don't listen.
That's what I told you.
I'm
going to find.
But he just showed you a picture.
No, but I don't mean the actual track, as in the line.
We know, and he just showed you a picture.
Yeah, but that's what that green, that light green is
yeah, but
the cover.
Quite, mate,
that was close.
That's closer.
Do you understand perspective? That was on the opposite side of the...
Wow.
Yeah, but I'll find some afterwards, Will.
Wow. But look, that's close, man, to the
yeah,
pitch.
Yeah, that's a running pit. That's a running track width.
Yeah, but it's not.
You need bigger space than that when you're going to run in the audience.
That's not. I mean, there's like eight lanes there, but it's still it's not far.
You watch it on TV.
You've had a shocker, mate.
No, you're watching. No, I'm standing by that.
Apologise to Adele.
I refuse.
Apologise to him.
Wedding man? No.
The wedding planner.
Here we go.
Here we go. He's actually... this is great for...
you keep on talking. What the fuck
people,
are you staring at?
No,
me?
I'm not. But this is great for... I'm saying this is great for people with the podcast listening because he's currently... Googling it. That looks quite close to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck you're on about. Look at that.
That's
close. Where it's supposed to be the tracks and they're fucking covered
that's
up with all
far,
other
mate.
Stuff.
That's miles behind.
You're a fucking
no,
idiot.
I apologise to him
no,
or else the podcast
look
can't
at
move
that.
On.
What the fuck no,
are that's what's wrong with that?
The fuck you're on about?
It's huge. What's wrong with
that?
That's
okay, huge. Where are you running then? Where the fuck are you running? You're supposed to go around the stadium and fucking back and forth
you're
like
a fucking idiot,
you're
mate.
10-year-old running there in the Olympic.
Look at that gap between
moron.
That front row
I
and
can't
there.
I can't believe you're still arguing.
That's ridiculous.
Oh,
it's
mate,
like somebody
come
has
on,
a
you
cock
gotta
in their
back
mouth.
Down.
Someone has a cock in their mouth. You have a cock in their mouth. Yeah, I can fucking see the cock in your mouth. It's my cock.
mate, if you don't think that's an argument, that I mean, no more questions. Court is adjourned.
Why are you sucking my cock? Run right from your cock. I can fucking feed your teeth.
Lawyer Fucky, thank you for your argument.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that running track.
What a
seizure. No, you've had a seizure there.
I'm going to prove it afterwards. And everyone listening to
the
podcast,
if you
knows.
Put it back now, fine. But on that picture, yeah. Seeing that picture saying it's not, it's there, it's ludicrous. If they made, next week, they maybe change it back. Fine.
Yeah.
They have running tracks now. But on that
but
picture,
obviously,
they don't have running tracks.
They've obviously brought it closer to the pitch.
No, listen, you're not supposed to run round anymore. You just run back and forth like
you
did in the first
run. It's a strip.
But yeah. I do think it might be a bit of a... I understand
stale,
the
stale.
A bit more stale. But this is kind of... This is like Inter Milan.
That
you know,
looks
the
a
big,
bit too nice. Yeah,
yeah, the big grounds and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so I think it might be great. But, you know, it's going to be weird for the fans to be watching, seeing eight runners run past in their lanes.
But they don't run round, but just back and forth.
You're saying...
Where
you
they're
down.
Warming up. They're having a competition while they're warming up. They're saving money that way. They have a
mate,
running competition.
Apologise. Just apologise to him.
If I'm able to retract...
No, I don't want him to apologise.
But look! Look how close that is!
No, they're running
round
here.
That's the boarding.
Mate. Listen.
Mate, that is so close.
And how did he run around? Are you insane? I mean, he still doesn't believe it. Wow.
It's just like Wembley. That's like Wembley.
Wow.
We'll
shocking.
See. We'll see. When you watch it, you'll see whether you feel like...
I'm watching
close.
It.
I'm watching
no,
it,
I
mate.
I mean on television.
Well, a moving picture will distort the what the fuck are you on about? Are you...
He doesn't believe computer screens.
What can't you
Photoshop.
See?
Mate, you've had a shocker. Apologise.
That's Photoshop.
I mean, what are you doing?
Right, so, thank you so much for listening.
probably not.
Enjoy the football this weekend. Football's back.
Yeah.
It really sucks when it's not here, so it's going
to
be...
Just go into Google, Olympic Stadium, London, West Ham, pitch, and there goes the pictures, and you'll
we'll
see...
We'll have a picture of the running track.
Well, hell yeah.
That's the thing on the pod.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so let's end this now. Let's put it out of its misery and shoot it. It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. We've got the predictions. Don't forget, get your teams in. Get your teams in. You've got...
At least get it registered. We'll keep entry into the actual league itself open for another week.
Yeah.
But as long as you've got your team registered, that's the main thing. Fantasy.premierleague.
Yeah. And then... so make sure you do that. Enjoy the football this weekend. I hope your team wins. And we'll be back. We'll have to do one if you boys
next
have to
week.
Get together next week or Friday.
Yeah.
But
we'll
talk
do it.
To you soon. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.